Another season for the Warriors as they defend the back-to-back championships means another season on the sidelines during the telecast for Kareth Burke and NBC Sports Bay Area and the coverage that is to come all season long. And this one game in Seattle, sadly, is not one that NBC Sports Bay Area will have, Kareth, but you are from the state of Washington.
Yes.
And grew up a fan of Seattle sports teams. Talk to me about your memories of the Sonics there at Key Arena.
Oh, the Sonics. I remember Gary Payton. I remember Sean Kemp. I remember Ray Allen. I remember all the people in town who would walk around wearing Detlef Schrempf jerseys. And I still give those people head nods today when I see them. I get very excited. So anything with that green and gold, just the look of the Sonics. They had such an amazing logo too, right? Just iconic. I'm so excited they're playing a game up there.
Yeah, their skyline with the Space Needle involved. And the fact that in that downtown area, if you go up to the top of the Space Needle, which is a fun thing to do for fans that are listening that are in Seattle coming up for the preseason game. I will say, you know, those kind of things can sometimes be like, yeah, hit or miss, but in Seattle, because of the different bridges that you see and the sound, and then just right down below the Experience Music Project that Paul Allen, who's the owner of the Portland Trailblazers and Seattle Seahawks, has helped bring to life. It's just a neat thing to go up to the top of the Space Needle and kind of see it all.
You're exactly right. The view is just iconic. I feel like it's one of the top three skylines in the nation. I mean, you can have a tour guide or you can do it yourself, but they could point out, here's where Grey's Anatomy says, like, this is Seattle Grace. And, like, you just get the lay of the land. It's really cool. And I know it's a touristy thing to do, but there's a reason it is unforgettable up there.
Okay, so favorite depiction of Seattle in a movie. People always remember Sleepless in Seattle.
That's
Singles
the one, yeah.
is the one with X-Men in the movie with the moment with Matt Dillon. You can't ever forget Xavier McDaniel. And I guess I was thinking of the one, I don't really know what it was called. Ed Burns was like a TV news photographer, and Angelina Jolie was the reporter or something, and she was big into Social D, or it was a whole thing. But for you, Seattle, yeah. In a movie, what comes to mind?
Sleepless in Seattle, I think, because it's the houseboat. It's just the title of the darn thing. Yeah, I think that gets my vote. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the slacker type movies, like grunge was so big there. Let me give a tip to the viewers, to the listeners, that is 107.7 The End is the radio station I grew up with. So if you want a taste of that grunge stuff, if you want the Days Alternative, that's what shaped me in my formative years. 107.7 The End.
That is cool. And that music from that time period, obviously Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Mudhoney, I mean, those bands, yeah, from the Sub Pop label, and then other affiliated acts that are all throughout the Pacific Northwest coming through that scene. That music on the end, oh, yeah, obviously. But you're from Olympia,
yes,
and at Evergreen, a community radio station there, so to speak,
yeah,
also providing great sounds of the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, that station is called Chaos, so K-A-O-S. Really eclectic. You never know what you're going to get there. But the music scene, as everybody knows, is phenomenal in Seattle to this day. Of course, it's Nirvana and Pearl Jam. That was kind of the question, like our generation's question. Do you like the Beatles or the Rolling Stones better? And I actually like Pearl Jam better. Sacrilegious to say?
A lot of people love Pearl Jam. I think of the co-host of the show that we founded together for NBA Digital called NBA Sound System, okay. Brent Berry played for the Sonics, huge into Pearl Jam, and got to know those guys. And it's funny, Jeff Ament shares a story with us here and now about how when they were trying to name the band, Mookie Blaylock,
yes,
was the first thing they wanted to name the band. Here's what Jeff had to say on NBA Sound System.
Well, I mean, it was a little bit of kind of just weird luck. We were making a record at London Bridge Studios, and right across the street was a place that we went and got lunch every day, and we were getting per diems at the time, so we were getting $10 to go get lunch, which was like a ton of money for us at the time. Like, I'd never had $10 to spend on lunch in my life. And so we'd go across the street, we'd get our sandwich and our drink and maybe a snack for later in the afternoon, and then usually we had a little money left over, and so all of us started buying NBA like tops or whatever NBA cards. But so anyway, fast forward a month later, we're in our manager's studio or in our manager's office, and he goes, hey, Alice in Chains just offered you guys this tour next week, but we have to have a name like in an hour to give to all the clubs and whatever. And so in his cassette, we would take just a random card and we'd put it in the cassettes that we were giving to him or giving to our A&R guy back in East Coast, or we were working with Cameron a little bit at that time on the singles movie, and so you'd always slip in a basketball card as sort of part of the J card of the cassette, fit perfectly. And Kelly's cassette on his desk had Mookie Blaylock's card on it, and I loved Mookie in college, and I think at that time he was maybe like second year guy in the NBA, and I said, what about Mookie Blaylock? And everybody just kind of shrugged. And so we did this whole tour as Mookie Blaylock, and as it kind of went along, we're like, wow, this is kind of a good name, you know? Like, it's nobody's ever, you know, not only is it a good name because it's Mookie, but it's also a good name just because it's sort of like, it looks cool, and I'm sort of infatuated with how letters look. And but then, you know, probably a good month or two into it, we, you know, I remember Mike kept asking, like, hey, is this really our name?
it sounds better than Mookie's real name, which is Darren O'Shea.
Yeah, Darren O'Shea.
Yeah, yeah, which really probably doesn't roll off the tongue quite as well.
D-O-B, yeah, yeah.
So, of course, music and basketball coming together in many ways in Seattle. Your favorite Sonics team growing up? Do you remember a time period or no, was it a player?
It was mostly around players. So I'll say Gary Payton. The fact that he's still kind of kicking around, like his son plays now. Or I think I saw a video of Gary Payton this summer coaching a team. He was trash-talking like he used to. I mean, he's called the glove for a reason. I have a soft spot for guys who play awesome defense. I like Gary Payton.
An Oakland native and near and dear to folks here in the Bay Area. It's hard to see how he's had, you know, a remarkable impact on basketball and the way he played, and certainly known for it. Oregon State, too, then the Seattle Supersonics, than the Sonics as they became known. And gosh, you know, you think of what's still there. Seahawks doing very well, having won a Super Bowl in the area. Very exciting for fans there. The Storm, also a team that's still at the Key Arena, doing very well.
Yes, they just won the WNBA championship. They have the most remarkable player in the league right now, Breanna Stewart. If you look up her resume, what she accomplished in college, she got Rookie of the Year when she went to the W. She just finished getting MVP this season, also Finals MVP. Oh, and then you have somebody like Sue Bird. I mean, so you've got the old guard, the new guard. I do hear a lot of stuff about how excited people are to have basketball in Seattle. You got to remember they still have it, but we're talking about adding the NBA back. And I think that's a market that's so hungry for an NBA team as well.
Yeah, they're looking at NHL, much like the Las Vegas team did. And next up for the Warriors, a game back at home before going to Las Vegas after the Seattle experience. So it's a game against the Kings in Seattle on Friday night, and then back home on Monday for a game against the Suns, and then wrap up that preseason, two games against the Lakers, the first one in Las Vegas at that new T-Mobile Arena where the Golden Knights play, as we speak of hockey coming to Seattle, they hope, and the Knights kind of paving the way in that regard, and then preseason wraps up, and before you know it, we're doing ring night for you this season as Kareth Burke joins us here on Warrior Sound. What is kind of your vision for what's to come here? Everyone say, what are you excited about? But I mean, it's an exciting year, but for you, what's your vision of what's to come into the weeks ahead here as we tip off a new season?
I think it's an appreciation of who is on this roster. I think it's the word dynasty. I think it's a chance to three-peat. It's all these things, these big things that don't feel like hyperbole. This really feels like a moment of time that you can't reflect upon fully until you have hindsight, right? I think people will talk about this Warriors team the way that they talk about the Bulls dynasty. We just can't do it yet. So I don't know if they're going to win a championship. I feel like they have the pieces to do so. I think it's really exciting, but just the potential to cover this moment of time is really meaningful to my career.
Well, congratulations on everything that this past season and then the off season and getting married and being into this brand new season and all of the stories you will share on NBC Sports Bay Area. And we will do this more. We did one last year in Detroit. And now I was thinking, you know, this is the perfect opportunity. And I'm sorry you're not on that trip to the Pacific Northwest with the game being on ESPN this time. But I'll tell you what, we'll be back in Portland soon thereafter. And family can get down from Olympia.
Yeah, of course. They did last season. And my family wants to see a game at Oracle. So last season at Oracle, they want to see what so many Warriors fans have seen over the years. They're really excited.
Bring them down. That's Kareth Burke from NBC Sports Bay Area. And this is Warrior Sound.